Dubai Eye
103.8. Been joined by somebody very special in the studio. Azraq, for many of our multilingual listeners out there, is the Arabic word for blue. Azraq Middle East is a non-profit volunteer marine conservation organization. Their managing director is Natalie Banks, who joins us live in studio now. Natalie, really appreciate you being with us here this morning. Thank you very much indeed for taking time, and welcome to Dubai Eye.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Great for you to come in, because I know that you're on something of a mission through Azraq Middle East. In terms of marine conservation organization, are we there yet, or is there still a lot of work to be done?
Globally, our oceans are suffering, and we've got lots of issues in terms of our oceans. And so in terms of answering that question, it's a global issue really that we need to look at. But as much as it's a global issue, we can all do things locally and individually as well. So the oceans are facing lots of problems, whether it be plastic pollution, which is something that we're focusing on here, whether it be overfishing, heating waters, all sorts of things that our oceans are facing. And the reason Azraq is here, and the reason we started Azraq just under a year ago, was because the importance of oceans in keeping ourselves healthy. We rely on our oceans for oxygen, for the food that we eat, for those that eat fish, for water, for our recreational purposes. Yeah. So those are all the things that we're wanting to do, and we rely on our oceans for. So it's vitally important that we keep our oceans healthy.
How do our oceans, our waters, our coastal causeways, how do they compare with the oceans of the world at the moment in terms of pollution?
So they're about the same. The oceans, we have to realise, are all connected. It's not as though it's just, you know, this is just the Arabian or the Persian Gulf. We're also connected to the Indian Ocean and also to the Pacific. They're all related. And so any type of waste or any type of plastic pollution can actually travel. And so it travels with the currents, and it can actually go into different countries, and you've got problems with invasive species as a result, for example. So it's a global issue which every single country is having to face, and the UAE is no different.
One of your missions is to, or the preeminent mission, is to end the destruction of habitat and slaughter of wildlife within the world's oceans in order to conserve and protect ecosystems and species. To that end, you are hashtagging, hashtag balloons blow. Tell us a little bit more about the campaign.
Okay, so as part of our marine debris campaign, which is basically what Azraq focuses on 80% of the time, we're focusing on various different items that cause problems in the oceans. So we've had a cigarettes campaign with butts, because cigarette butts are 30 to 40% of what we find along a coastal cleanup. In any global cleanup is cigarette butts. Most people don't even realise it's a type of plastic. Plastic straws, and then, of course, as you mentioned, our balloons and our balloons blow. So balloon releases are very, very common to celebrate or commemorate. And unfortunately, what people don't see when they see that beautiful image of the balloons and all the colours all floating along in the air, it's almost like a snapshot photo, is that those balloons actually have to come down. So the whole saying, what goes up, Murphy's Law, what goes up must come down. And unfortunately, there's a disconnect. We don't see that from that beauty is actually quite some terrifying things, particularly for our marine life and specifically turtles, who mistake burst balloons as jellyfish, which is one of their favourite foods. So, and the death that these turtles actually go through is quite horrific. They suffocate and they die very slowly. So I think, you know, as much as we can raise awareness in terms of the impacts of those balloons on our marine life, but it's not just the marine life that actually are impacted. Those balloons deflate or they burst over land as well. And also wild animals are impacted by the consumption of plastic. So it's an issue, and it's one that most people don't seem to sort of link the two with.
The hashtag, the campaign has borne extraordinary results in recent times, none more so than in the Emirate of Ras Al Khaimah. Tell us about that.
Yes, so this was a really one that's close to our heart. We have only been operating just under 1 year, and we had one of our supporters contact us via social media to say that they had heard of the fact that there may be a balloon release occurring in Ras Al Khaimah of over 15,000 balloons. So this was a campaign that balloons blow was announced around 4 months ago or 5 months ago from ASRAC. So we were very, very thrilled to know that people had been aware of our campaign to begin with and were contacting us with their concerns. So it followed the community, the concerns that were raised. We started to hear more and more of them. And through our partnerships with Ras Al Khaimah government and the authorities there, I was able to quite quickly and easily contact them and advise them whether or not they were aware of the release. And at that time, the Environment Protection Authority actually told me that they hadn't been aware of the actual event, but thanked us for the information. Yeah. And honestly, it took less than an hour for us to hear back to say that the release had been cancelled. And I was not the only one raising those concerns. When people contact us, my first port of call is always to sort of try and see if you can contact the organisers of the event and all the authorities. And also, it wasn't just the Environment Protection and Development Authority, which is Dr. Safe, who is our contact there, the chair, but it was also Rec Waste that also were involved, and they thanked us as well. And Rec Tourism were also contacted via Rec Waste. So there was quite a few entities that were involved, quite a few people who raised those concerns. And obviously, the organisers listened to those concerns, and as a result, over 15,000 balloons were prevented from being released, which is a fantastic result for the environment.
We've spoken to a number of advocates here of people trying to reduce the number of plastics that we're using, single-use plastics. Drinking straws has been very much a focus of that for a number of organisations and individuals here. A lot of people proffering and suggesting alternatives, yes, to what we've got at the moment. Is there an alternative to a balloon?
Well, yes, there is, actually. So depending upon why you're doing a balloon release, for example, if you're commemorating a life, rather than putting out balloons that actually cause death, which is quite a ironic situation, how about planting a tree that also creates life? There's so many things you can do with bubbles these days that we didn't used to have as kids, like all the different shapes and the sizes of bubbles. Kites is a really beautiful way of also celebrating a life or commemorating a life as well. So there's definitely things that you can do rather than letting go balloons.
You set the agenda on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Natalie Banks is the Managing Director of ASRAC Middle East. ASRAC is a non-profit volunteer marine conservation organisation. Let's focus on that word, volunteer. How important is the role of a volunteer, of volunteerism, when it comes to conservation overall?
So I think when it comes to a lot of movements, to be honest with you, volunteering is important. You're seeing a lot more volunteers being called for in Dubai already, for example, for World Expo 2020, and you're also for the Special Olympics and the likes. For us, for a non-profit organisation, we honestly couldn't do what we do without our volunteers. Our volunteers are vital to our operations. So things like our website was all done by a volunteer. Our graphic design is all done by volunteers. It's not just the actions that people see, it's behind the scenes that also our volunteers are involved in, including our social media. So we're a very low cost operation because we are not for profit. So we honestly could not exist without our volunteers. And then, of course, it's vitally important for our active volunteers to be out there being seen and making a difference. For example, beach cleanups, our volunteers get involved in and things like that.
That said, I suppose the volunteers are important, as are partners, aren't they, in
Absolutely.
This? And I was mentioning earlier that, you know, we've been talking a lot about the balloon campaign that you've had such success with here in recent times, preventing a balloon release up in Ras Al Khaimah, but also spreading that word as well. And that's just the latest in what's becoming a sort of run of hashtag campaigns,
yes.
if you like. What's the one you did with Freedom Pizza?
Yes, so that's about 1 year old now.
Yeah.
So Freedom Pizza asked us whether or not we would partner with them to do a campaign on the reduction of straws throughout the UAE. And it followed suit from an American campaign called Stop Sucking.
Mm.
So we also have the hashtag Stop Sucking as one of our campaigns. We've made it a Middle Eastern campaign, not just UAE. And we've got 56 outlets who have already signed on to say, yes, we're doing something now. We agree to either remove the straws completely or to only provide them on request as a result of our connections with those entities.
So the message is getting across. I think the message, and people need to do more when it comes to the choices you make, when it comes to straws being provided by a food and beverage outlets. Balloons is a new one to me, which you've highlighted, and I'm sure we'll go on. You mentioned earlier about cigarette butts, and I suppose that's one of the big challenges, because as much as campaigns around the world have had great success in teaching people of all ages that smoking is not good for us and therefore we shouldn't do it. And in fact, you spoke to most smokers and they know that they shouldn't be doing it, but they do. And a byproduct of that is disposal of cigarette butts. And all too often we see them in very public places here.
Mm.
What can be done about it?
It's a really interesting question. I mean, ideally, I'd love to say to everyone, just give up smoking, because it would be so much better for their health and also for the health of the environment. But that's not realistic. All we can do is raise awareness in terms of the toxins that are leaching into the environment as a result of cigarette butts. Whether or not that's enough, I'm not too sure. But I do know that people are becoming more aware. And the more that we raise awareness of not just the health impacts, as we very much already know, but also the impacts on the environment, my hope is that people will go, hang on a minute, maybe I'll look into doing something different, whether it be vaping or something else that isn't such an impact on the environment. But with all of the things like arsenic and things like horrible chemicals that are in cigarette butts, when I think that that's going into our marine environment and also consumed by some of the fish that we in turn eat, I just think that's horrific enough for me to not ever want to take up smoking. But that's my opinion and that's my view.
Mm.
But, you know, what we can do, I'm really hoping that the waste industry is going to improve to the point where we can recycle cigarette butts. Already in Europe, they're starting to make street furniture from cigarette butts, and you've seen people who are inventive enough to make surfboards out of cigarette butts and the like. So we need to obviously try and stop putting the waste into the ocean to begin with, but also to see what we can do rather than that going straight into landfill or into the oceans. As you say, it's still socially acceptable to see people just throw a cigarette butt on the ground, stamp it out and walk away, when really that's littering.
Mm. So many campaigns, so much good work that's been done by you and your team, so dependent on volunteers, so dependent on partners, on sponsors coming on board, on authorities and organisations as well. To that end, Natalie, how do people find out more about the hashtags and the campaigns?
So we try and get our message out through social media and media where possible. We've got our website, which is very important. We try and keep that up to date as much as possible. Our volunteers do an amazing job on that, so thank you to them. So there's, in terms of getting in contact with us, please just look at our hashtag or our @ AzraqMe, AzraqMe, and you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook and LinkedIn.
Quite right too. That's where the message gets across at the moment. Well, all the best with the forthcoming campaigns. Congratulations on the results to date already, and long may that good work continue. Thanks again also for coming into the studio and joining us live here in studio. To the Managing Director at Azraq Middle East, Natalie Banks, we thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.